Legacy by Ian Salmon. July 8th. Nice one, Dan. You shouldn't have, but since you did, nice one, mate. A hell of a birthday present, with strings attached. There you go, Josh. iPad. iPad? Seriously? Seriously, mate. 17. Big birthday. Big year. Special year. One thing, though. What? You have to use it to write. Write what? A diary, a blog, something. Stick it online if you like. Keep it secret if you don't. But write. Every day until you turn 18. Everything you do, everything you think, everything that happens to you. And at the end of it, you have to show me the whole thing. Why? Because you spent all last year complaining that nothing ever happens. In a year's time, I reckon you're going to prove that life is more interesting than you think it is. Turned into Yoda, have you? Just for you, then. Because you said so, you weirdo. Turned 17 today. Didn't feel any different to turning 16. Wasn't any wiser, wasn't any taller, wasn't any better looking. Still can't get served in a pub. All the girls in college have been getting served since last September. Half the lads have got beards and major cider addictions. Some have moved on to being addicted to way heavier stuff. Me? Well, I'm the one the barman laughs at and sends straight back out. Last in the year to turn 17. Baby of the year, Dan. You, if you're the only one to read this thing, will turn 18 at the end of August. Same year, but nearly a year older than me. You'll be buying ale legally. I'll be sat in the beer garden with a bag of crisps and a Coke. What are you going to do? Mustn't grumble. Could be worse and all that. Mum and Dad are talking about Greece in August. Think I might be okay with that. Poss a bit close to Syria and Turkey and all that Middle East stuff, though. I think. I might be wrong. It might be like a million miles away. Might be the safest place on Earth for all I know. Me and geography? Nah, not happening. Saying that, there might not be an economy by the time we get there. Think I'll try and push them towards Florida. Fancy Disney. Do you think I'm too old for Disney? Don't think you're ever that old, are you? Think I'll work on Mum first. Might have more of a chance of persuading her. Dad'll go with the whole gruff, manly thing. Probably suggest camping and fishing again. Not staying in a tent. Seriously, not staying in a tent. On the plus side, Emily actually recognised that I exist today. Asked me if I had change for the coffee machine. But you have to start somewhere, don't you? She looks incredible. I know she's out of my league. I know you keep claiming that she isn't, but she is. And I know she is. And when you read this next year, I'll be able to point to that sentence and point at the fact she went to prom with somebody much better looking, i.e. not you, and say, see, I was right. Just like that with all the question marks and capitals and stuff. I'll probably stress it so much there'll be underlinings. Tell you what, though. Weird tingling in my fingertips. It's new. Not nice new, but new. Can you catch diabetes? Probably need to cut down on sugar. Might start drinking coffee. Man, am I advancing years and all that? See how wired I get? Drink coffee until they have to scrape me off the ceiling. Little shots of that hideous black tarry stuff. Sit up at night writing this. That'll get you a year's worth of look how interesting your life is. 365 days of me talking about coffee and my incipient diabetes and how Emily's out of my league. Unless I die first, of course. You didn't say I had to be cheerful, did you?